coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
I love to live in California. You get freezing cold last night. And then, of course, I'm all dressed warm today, and it's going to be 70.
That freezing cold is, let's put it in perspective.
Well, it was like 40 last night. It was cold.
Right.
I was down there driving my son to the airport. He's racing out in Florida. And here I am. They shut down the 405 on the opposite end, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, what could possibly be going on?
And what was it?
Our president was in town.
Oh,
so they
really?
were shutting off the other side. So I'm thinking, but by the time I dropped him off and didn't panic about anything, it was all good. We made it all the way home, and we flew. So it was perfect. So.
I thought you were going to tell me, given the whole freezing comment, that there was like ice on the road or something.
No, there's not possible.
No,
but there was ice out in my backyard, I have to tell you. Well, I want to welcome all of you to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad you are starting your day with us here. I feel like it's Thursday. I'm running like, I don't know. It's only the beginning of a year, and we're already going crazy, it feels like. So anyways, I am so excited. I'm your host. I'm Kim, and I have Prudence here.
Good.
Mindset
Hello.
Reset. I always think by Thursday I need a little mindset reset, you know. We got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. Matt, you look like you had a late night last night?
Yes, I did.
What were you doing?
I was just up working. I'm at these other stations outside of the company we work for that I do mix shows for.
So you were just on the computer? Your eyes are all,
Had some mixes and shows to take care of. As
there
I
you
spoke
go.
Before the show started. I know you're also up as
I
well.
I was up too. I was posting for our mixer that we've got coming up on Tuesday.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it's over at Hamilton Winery, and that's over in Westlake. And it's Tuesday the 21st. From 5:30 to 8, and we have Todd Patkin. He is our author from Boston, and his book is Finding Happiness. And so we're going to be hopefully meeting lots of people out there. I've had an incredible response, and I know you've been telling a lot of people about it too.
Absolutely, and people are very excited. It's not often that you have the opportunity to have a guest who's all the way from someplace else come in and really share.
It's a different perspective.
A different perspective. You know, I had a friend, he's like, well, I feel like I am happy. I said, that's fantastic. And you never know what little tidbits you get that maybe you've never looked at certain things from a different perspective.
And so I'm really glad that you actually said that, because I did get a lot of little things like that. I am happy. Why do I need to go to another one? We'll share your happiness. If we're all sharing our happiness, you know, you just can get happier. That's what it's all about. It's about, and really what this is going to be about is Todd, I'll give you a little teaser, but I think he was about 36, and he had everything going on in his life, and he had a little breakdown. And so he started to kind of reevaluate his life, and he found some really great things that helped him get back on target. And so he wrote a book, Finding Happiness. It's a great book, and he's got 12 weeks of steps to get you back on target. And even if you're not, you know, I mean, I know for myself, I'm fairly happy. I'm a really positive person. So are you. But there's times that you just need those tools to get back, or, you know, things that just, you know, life happens, and that's what it's all about.
And it takes you to a deeper level. So each time you ask those basic questions again, you can go a little deeper into your happiness, into who you are. And sometimes it gives you that perspective so you can see, wow, I've come a long way. So it's always great to go back to the basics. The other thing that you haven't mentioned yet, Kim, is that part of your ticket pricing will go to one of the books. You will get your very own copy, autographed by Todd, for the event. You cannot beat all the things that you will get for your admission to this event. You get the books. You get hors d'oeuvres.
Yep.
You get wine tasting at J. Hamilton Winery.
That's right.
Fantastic new winery right here in Westlake. And then just
to meet new people. That's what it's more. I mean, you know, that's what it's all about. And we really want to kind of have a mixer where a lot of people can meet and greet and talk and pass their cards out and hopefully get more business and just all of that stuff. So that's what we're looking for. So I do want to give out the phone number of the winery so that you can purchase your tickets, because if you purchase them in advance, it's $35 instead of $45 at the door, and space is limited. So we do want to do that. And you would get in touch with Dottie at 818-627-7872. So definitely it's 5:30 to 8 Tuesday, February 21st. I hope to see you there and meet you.
Yeah, you don't want to miss it.
Yeah. So what's going on in your life? How's everything going?
It's good. It's good. You know, I actually what I've had on my mind recently is this whole concept of balance. And finding balance in life. And I've decided that's not really, I think, what's the best way to look at life. I think it's more about what's the harmony in life.
Yeah, you can't balance because life just keeps throwing you, you know, it's almost like a, you know, pitching, you know, it keeps throwing you different things, and you got to kind of keep it going so that, I guess, yeah, you're right. It is a balance, but it's also like, how do you keep balance with everything coming at you?
Right. Well, and that's why, to me, the word harmony fits so really well. Because I was thinking, you know, balance, we hear all the time, you want balance in this and balance in that. Well, really, you want 50% happiness and 50% sadness? Because, I mean, wouldn't that be a balance? And yet, I'm pretty certain that's not what people want. So we find what's the balance in our own lives, in our own things. So I might have a balance for my work it's different than somebody else's balance for their work. Or I might have a balance for my family that's different from somebody else's balance with their family. And so I really like the word harmony because it just flows. It seems more of a flow, a give and take, and what works for me. What's the song for me and what's the song for you? Because we're both listening to different music.
And, you know, that's a really great thing right there, because what we'd have to do is, a lot of times we say something really simple to our husbands or our mates or our friends or our work, you know, different people that we associate with, and they don't hear the same thing we're trying to say.
Right.
So a lot of times you want to say, okay, because you know sometimes you get that funny look, like, really, what? You know, and you want to make sure that they're hearing your noise.
Yeah, well, there's some really good techniques for doing that, and maybe after our first guest I can share some of those techniques.
Oh, that would be great. Okay. Well, I do want to tell you a little bit about our show. I'm so glad that you are starting your day here with us on Kim Pagano's show. My website, which I'd love you to look in, there's the invitation on there for our mixer for this coming Tuesday. Just go to kimpaganoshow.com. We have partnered up with Coffee News, Parent Click, Ventura Breeze. There's so many. All my sponsors are on there. You can just find out so much information. There's pictures of us in the studio so you can see what we're doing and what we have going. And also you can go on and like us on Facebook. That's another way. You always know what's going on there because we're always posting different things there. And that's at Kim Pagano Show. Also like us. Share us. Become a fan of ours. And also Twitter, Kim Pagano Show. I'd love to hear little things that's going on in the, you know, all around. And also TuneIn Radio is a great free app that you can hear on all of your smartphones. So definitely I'm on there. Also, my show replays from 1 to 2, and so definitely I want you to be a part of us. Also, our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We're going to first start off with Nancy Pristine, and she's going to be talking about your actions say plenty. And are you wasting valuable time on things that do harm to you or others by spending your time gossiping or scheming negative? Like this does not offer beneficial use of time. So let's welcome Nancy. And Nancy, are you there?
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. How's it going?
Fantastic.
Very.
I'm really happy to be talking to you. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And so life is so short. Why do people tend to, it's funny because even though I'm a host, I'm one of many little words, I kind of say what I need to say and that's it. But a lot of people just talk about other things, life and just other people's life. Why would they waste their time doing that?
I think a lot of this become a habit. I think that it's just become so common. You see it in the tabloids, and it just seems that sometimes other people's lives seem more interesting than our own, and especially when we can embellish it a little bit.
Everything, it's kind of like telephone, right, where they just keep adding on to it.
Well, and I think it helps people feel like they're fitting in. So that's how they learn to converse at that social level, and so they're fitting in by, let's continue to talk about, that person or that gossip subject,
Yes, and what's interesting? You can boost your own self-esteem, and how you can do that is just even if you can start looking for sincere things to say about other people. I think that, first of all, it makes you feel good about it to recognize these things. It's a shot in the arm to other people. They're going to react in a certain way, which is going to be, you will benefit from. It's such a win-win situation if we can start saying more positive things about each other. And a great example of that, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, and I just, I'm more middle of the road, so I'm not either. But the idea is this, that during the debates that are going on now, when you do hear a candidate saying something nice about another one, by the way, you think, gee, it makes that candidate look better. And I know I've heard women talk about other women saying occasionally that, she's so smart, or boy, doesn't she look fantastic, or you can hear it the same with men. It will always make you look good, and for you to even say it, other people will look at you that, wow, you must be pretty confident yourself to be able to say that. It puts you in a shining light.
People get to know your character that way. It's, it's exactly what you say. It's your actions that speak about who you are. And if you're the type of person that's out there and sharing wonderful things or wonderful experiences, people look at you with a different set of eyes than if you're the one that's always saying, always complaining or always talking about everyone else, because then they think in the back of their mind too, if they're talking about everyone else, they're talking about me too.
100%.
Yes,
I've let go of friends because of that. I would be with them, and they would they'd be talking about their best friend or say, this is a close friend of mine, and then tell me something very private or something very not so nice, and I just think, gee, I don't want to be with a person like this.
Right. I definitely agree. I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am your host, Kim. I'm here with Prudence. And we have Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008 if you have a question. We're talking to Nancy Pristine. And Nancy, you are a certified life coach and a neuro-linguistic. What is practitioner? What is that?
Well, they call it the art of personal communication. There's actually many definitions of it, but that's probably the easiest one. What it is, it's basically being aware of the words that you use and how you use them and how they affect other people. It's actually something that's been studied by Tony Blair, Bill Clinton. A lot of leaders have studied neurolinguistics. And it's a lot of what I talk about in my book, The Zen Game.
So yeah.
The idea is that if you can, our words are so powerful that if we can be aware, just pause and be aware of the words we say, that we can make our life so much greater and the world around us so much better if we can just have more of that mindfulness.
Wow. I people don't realize how it really makes them feel look negative. I mean, it really does.
Absolutely. It's just I don't even want to be a part of it. I don't want anyone in my you know, there might be, I'm sure there's people for one reason or another who don't like me. I mean, that's just a fact of life. But as far as the people who I choose to be, who I choose to hang out with, those are the people I know that are people that if someone's name comes up, they have something positive to say. And, you know, what's interesting, and the point I want to stress, Kim, is that when people do this, that it really makes your life better. If you can start to see the good in situations, so even if you're at a restaurant, and if you're kind and say nice things to the server, let's say even the server's having a bad day, let's say that things are coming late to you, or you're waiting and you're getting bothered by it, try to think of something positive. It's interesting how you can turn a situation around. And you know what? I have found that you extend yourself to people, most people will go out of their way to reciprocate. So you don't do it for that reason, but it's amazing how it comes back to you tenfold.
I completely agree with you. It's amazing when you take that moment to extend yourself to somebody else in that way, and they're not used to that. And there's an appreciation. There's an automatic reciprocity there. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll even take it a step further. When you have somebody that's maybe having that rough day, or there's something you can tell that's off, or even when you're, let's say you're working with somebody, a coworker or whatever, and they're just constantly sort of that negative drain. Even if there's not a verbal that you say to them, or even if it's, if you always extend kindness to them, don't get in the middle of it. But you can also just send them kind of love, send them, you know, and just hope for them, or pray, you know, send a little prayer and step away from it.
Just a smile. I'm telling you, have you ever gone into a grocery store and you know that the checker is having a bad day, or, you know, the salesperson, and you just could feel it and you're like going, I kind of need you to help me. But then all of a sudden you turn it around and you go, this isn't about me. And then you go, are you okay? Is everything, I hope you're having a good day, kind of thing. And then they kind of think, oh, wow.
Somebody noticed.
Yeah. And so it really turns their day around, and it turns your day around, because, of course, you're helping somebody else.
Right.
Oh, I love where you're going with this. Now, what about moving into a winner's circle? Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, that's my other book, yes. My other book is called The Victory Dance, Placing Yourself in the Winner's Circle. And then I wrote a teen version of it called Victory Dancing for Teens, Smooth Moves for Getting to the Winner's Circle. And that actually has a neurolinguistic tip in there, or not a tip, but a technique that I came up with that involves music and color to help elevate your emotions. Mm. So there's certain times that we want to elevate an emotion of calmness. Let's say that you're driving and someone cuts you off, which we can all relate to.
Yeah, and no, then, not here in California.
Believe. And then I now live in Arizona, but I came from New Jersey. So New York City and New Jersey, we have our fair share of that too.
There you go.
And then
And you know what? I want to just say, Nancy, in regards to that,
yeah.
When people do that, I try to tell my kids, because I've got three teenagers that are driving now, is, you know what? You must need to get there faster than I need to. Really, you need to start taking that, you know, if people cut in line, okay, I have some time right now. Just go right ahead.
You know, I actually will send them a little prayer that I hope that everything's okay with them, and that they're safe and those around them are safe. You know, after I get over that initial, oh, you cut me off. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I hope everything's safe, and I hope you know, safety to you and to all those that are, you know, being surrounded by you today in your world, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that is, I love that. I heard you say the prayer thing before, and you know what? That positive thought, whether it be a prayer to God or just a positive thought, is so powerful that even when I see someone, you can't give money to everyone that you see, you know, particularly in New York City. There were so many people when I lived in New York City begging on the street for money. You know, I would be completely broke if I gave money to everyone. So the point is, I would send them in my head, just think a positive thought for them. And those thoughts really, I mean, our thoughts are energy. So I know that they pick up these thoughts. So I think that's just brilliant. I just love that. And it's these positive thoughts and positive words and actions. It reminds me of the Liberty Mutual commercials, you know, where one thing just, it's or even the Sprint commercial, you know, where the dime of saving gets passed on from one person to the next person. So these thoughts, these actions, these words will get passed on. So why not make them positive ones?
Yeah. And the other thing I want to add to that is if you're going to think something, why not think positive? Because, you know, I mean, really, it just keeps you on track for your life. And when you start to get that sad or that bad or that negative feeling, mm-hmm. you really want to catch yourself because it can turn your day around.
And the more you're saying positive, then the more you're surrounding even yourself in positive. So then you're in a different space too than if you're constantly thinking in the negative. So it has beneficial effects all around.
Right. And the other thing I want to say is you need to have your support team. You have to have people that aren't going to feed into your negative that are going to feed into your positive. So when you start to kind of go, you're on the fence and maybe you're thinking, oh, I hope this is going to, and they go, don't even go there. It's going to be perfect. You know, you need to have.
You guys are great.
Well, thank you.
It makes me so happy. We need, you know, I have my own radio show too, but boy, I just, you two are wonderful. And I love the ideas are just are brilliant. You keep giving these, you know, the world needs this kind of message. And you know what? It's also a reminder. You know, we all know that, you know, we have those two voices, the one they did this, they did that.
Yep.
And then there's that other voice that says, be the bigger person.
Oh, I love that. You know, and I have four children, and let me tell you, it's very trying. But I had one of my sponsors on here, Betty, she's a parenting coach, and she really brought it to my attention is sometimes when we have our kids that are troubled and they're yelling out and they're maybe not going the way that they need to be going in life, in your mind, okay, is there really screaming for something else, guidance? And so you need to look a little deeper instead of getting frustrated because they don't have the tools. And you need to say, wait, what are you? Try to let me help you. What is it that you need from me?
You're absolutely right. And when it comes to your children is one thing. And when it comes to, let's say, a friend, often there's some deeper reason why they've resorted to these other behaviors. Now, also, you also have to know your limitations because you can't help
the
everyone.
Whole world. Absolutely.
Right.
And again, you need to have your cup overflowing so that you have enough to give to other people. Don't take it all to give to everybody else. But it's so important. I mean, it really is just to have. And that's why if you can really start aligning your life with positive people, you won't have to, you know, be emptying your cup.
Yeah, and I like you have a technique similar to me as far as that, Kim, when you were, what I do is I have this technique, and you can even teach it to kids as far as the minute you have that knee-jerk reaction, okay, someone said something, did something, or if you're driving, they cut you off, pause, and then it's that just that little pause where then you'll respond, and then I talk back to it the same way that you do. When I say talk back to it, I'll say something such as, all right, I guess you're having a bad day today, but that's okay. Or, you know, I guess you woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Or
allow them in, but you don't have to be invited in.
Yes, yes. And if you see yourself going back to an old place, you could say, hey, I'm not going back there again. Or I'm not going to, you know, that's the old Nancy. That's not the new Nancy.
That's right. And, you know, it's funny because my mom and I, we used to always say, cancel, 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 you know, and when we would catch ourselves. And now it's interesting. I just don't even say cancel. I go, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going down that road. I have learned and I've come so far. And I, you know, and that's really why I talk on my radio show every single day is adding value every day in every way. And I hope that I'm touching different people to know that they can have their dreams. They can be the best that they possibly can. So, Nancy, this is a pleasure talking to you. I would love to have you back on because I definitely feel like we are in line with what we're talking about.
Definitely.
Where do we find your book?
Yes, yes. You can find The Zen Game, How to Win at the Game of Life Without Selling Your Soul at Amazon. And you know what? If you go to my website, nancychristine.com, that there's a little 30-second video of all three books. And it's a fun one. I mean, it's only 30 seconds, but this video is just great. It gives you a little glimpse of the book.
So, and Nancy, what's the name of your radio show? Because we should have Kim as a guest on your end.
Oh, there you go.
That would be fun.
Yes, yes. It's actually KFNX 1100.
Oh, and now where are you out of Arizona?
Yes.
And what is it again? Say it again.
KFNX.
Okay. Yes. Okay, great. Well, gosh, you know what? If you could stay on the line and I'll have Matt get all your info, and I would love to join you.
Okay, fantastic.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right, take care. Thank you.
You got it. All right. Well, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am your host. I'm here with Prudence. And we are going to have a great day. The next one, our guest that we're going to be talking to is actually about farming, essential urban farmer. You know, it's interesting. I'm growing cauliflower. But it was a little cold this morning. I'm thinking, did I lose it all? So anyway.
I'm growing dandelions.
Oh, God. Well, you know what? As long as it's a dandelion, as long as it makes you happy, that's what it's all about. With that, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. I'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
This is The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. And, you know, it's so interesting when other people come on and different, you know, like the Zen game. You know, what's interesting is if we, life is a game. And if we just start playing with all the right tools, you can have the most successful life. And just really put your best foot out there.
And have fun with it.
Have fun. Yeah. Exactly. So I know you had some tips. And actually what we're going to do is we're going to do this backwards. We'll have the author of Essential Urban Farmer and Farm City, Novella and Willow Rosenthal. Wonder if he drinks wine. No. But anyways, we'll have them on in a little while. So we're gonna do it all around. So anyway, so tell us some tips that you have for us.
Well, we were talking about when we're sharing something with someone and they don't seem to be quite getting what we're saying, and or we're not quite understanding what they're saying, and you know, there are some just basic listening techniques. you know, sometimes we assume that we're telling somebody instructions. Maybe it's a kid, a spouse, a coworker, and we're giving them information and we think we've been crystal clear, and then they don't carry it out. And if you notice this often where they're not carrying it out how you were saying or what you were thinking, it might be a time to step back and look at, maybe I'm not communicating this in a way that they're understanding.
That's very true. And you do have to use your words. There's people, I'm sure, that if you start to think about in your life, and you're one of them, your life kind of, when you talk, it's like a storybook. It's good. It's a really good, I think that's a good feature that you have. So it's easy to communicate because you're thoughtful when you're talking. You think about it. On the other hand, me? I just kind of, and that's another, it's just different qualities of how you, but then when I think about it, I try to nail it in those couple words.
Well, and if you notice that people around you just continue to not really get what you're saying, then maybe stop a minute, and especially if you're giving important instructions and, some important details, ask them, did I, is that clear? Ask them to repeat it. Ask them, just for feedback. And when you hear it come from their words, when you hear it paraphrased from their end, then often you can find where the glitch was. Maybe you gave too much information at one time. Maybe they were thinking, you caught them, they were thinking about something completely different, and you come in, you're giving these instructions, and they haven't switched that conversation in their mind yet, so they really weren't getting it yet. Or maybe they had a really bad day, and here you're giving all this information that's really important, but they just don't have the energy to absorb what you're saying
at that moment because their mind is overwhelmed.
Right.
And now what happens if if somebody gets on a negative path, things just start, not going so good? How do you get in there, or is it just a waiting period? Because you work with a lot of people, and your whole thing is mindset reset. And so what kind of things are you dealing with when people come to you and they really want to change? They want to have a better life, but they're stuck in their old patterns. How do you get them to shift?
Well, the beauty is the very first shift they've already taken if they're seeking me out. Meaning that if they finally come to a place where they're like, Prudence, I'm ready to work with you. It's time for me to look at things differently because what I'm doing now is just not working. That's the first step. So when somebody's coming to me and they're ready to do that, I already know that they are interested in making some changes. Now, when people are so stuck in their own stuff, sometimes it's hard to see the forest for the trees. That saying?
Yes, definitely.
And so it's about helping people begin to start looking at themselves in a different way, and not to be overwhelming. It's not an overwhelming sort of thing. What I find actually is as soon as you start helping people kind of look at the bigger picture and taking things, and looking, there's so many different techniques, but helping people to get a different perspective, even just in one little thing, one little area, one little piece, things start to change, and they actually begin to have fun with it. When you begin to rediscover who you are, when you begin to do the things that you really enjoy, oh my goodness, it's so much fun. It's so much fun.
So without using any names, obviously, of your clients, right, take us through a couple steps that you do when you're working with people. Because I know when I'm doing somebody's hair, I kind of talk to them about where they are in their life and what kind of, how they're going to be able to work with their hair, what they know about themselves, what they're looking for in a change, because I can kind of work within a box, of kind of making my own notes about what they need for their life. I think it's kind of similar in a sense because you start to put in what are their goals, what are their wants, what are their right?
Right. And, right along with finding what it is that they really want to be able to do. And sometimes they'll say they want something, and then as we get deeper into it, there's actually something even more that they're wanting. But we as people, for some reason, we've learned that we can't have our wants. We can't have that thing that we most desire. So we kind of find then what's the next best thing.
What do you mean don't think we deserve it?
Well, I think a lot of times we're taught to sacrifice. Or you have to just put up with it. You can't have that because it's too expensive, or you can't have this, but other people can, but you can't. And it kind of starts, unbeknownst, I think, and I don't think at all consciously, but it starts at a very young age. So you begin to hear what your limitation is supposed to be in this lifetime. You know, I mean, we as women here, you're supposed to do this for your family, you're supposed to do that, you sacrifice your time, you put your dreams on the back burner, you take care of your kids. I mean, how many times do we hear that message over and over? I mean, look at June Cleaver, and that message promulgates over and over.
We were just talking about her, actually. Oh, really? You know, yeah. And I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, if you have something that you've overpowered or you are an amazing, you feel amazing about something that you've done, I'd love to hear from you right now at 805-639-0008. We're talking to Prudence. Her company is, she's a life coach and a visionary, right? And Mindset Reset. And I am your host, Kim Pagano.
It's as much as important it is to get to what it is you're really desiring to do, your dream, it's also important to look at what has been blocking me? What's that silly story that I've kept in my head that's no longer working for me? And to know that it's okay to let it go. You know, we're the ones, we are more judgmental of ourselves than
we're so critical of ourselves.
Ever be.
You know, Matt, as a man, are you critical of yourselves? Do men beat themselves up too?
I do. I know I should. And my girlfriend always reminds me, don't be so hard on yourself. But I'm my own worst critic. I am.
Yeah, because I know my husband, you know, a lot of times, he kind of has, it is what it is, you know, but I know if things don't go exactly the way he wants them, he does beat himself up. You have to have your support team, your cheerleaders next to you going, you're doing a great job.
Well, and it's also an internal job.
So it's an inside job. Let's start there, right?
So even if you dropped that judgmental talk 50% of your day, even start 25% of your day, even if you just begin to notice, catch yourself each time you're judging yourself and try and put it in perspective, you know, am I really the worst this, or am I really supposed to give up everything in order to be happy? Because that doesn't seem to make a nice balance.
Right.
You know, if you're out, I always like to say, if you're out feeding everybody else, but you're not feeding yourself, at some point you'll starve and you won't be good to anybody because you won't be able to do anything for anyone. But if you're feeding yourself and you're strong in yourself and you're in that good place in yourself, then you can do so much more for everyone else. Because part of that power is when you find who you are and are strong in yourself, you're teaching other people how to do that for themselves too, and you're giving them their world.
Wow. What a nice present if you can do that. Because a lot of times, you know, especially as moms, I tend to worry about everybody and then I have nothing left for me.
Right. And that doesn't work.
And I know I'm not alone out there.
You're not.
No.
You're absolutely not.
Right. So I know you deal with a lot of people that are just changing their chapter, is what I call it, right? Where, you know, maybe they've worked all their life. They took, you know, a lot of times the moms will put their jobs on hold and take care of their children. And all of a sudden now their children are going off to college or they're old enough to kind of, you know, be independent and you feel like you've done a great job. It's your turn. Is that the kind of people that you're, a lot of people that are coming to you?
That is some of the people that are coming to me. It's most often, it's like you said, that next chapter. But what I'm finding is the next chapter isn't just when the kids leave the home or isn't just, you know, people used to call it sort of like this midlife crisis, which almost doesn't seem to exist anymore because I think people at a younger age are saying, wait, do I really have to be doing this thing I don't want to be doing, or can I really be living my life in a different way? And there have been a lot of pioneers who've taken those steps forward to show us the way. So I hear, you know, a busy mom and they're doing all these things for their kids. That doesn't mean you have to wait completely on your dream. For example, I have a good friend. She's got two young kids and she does a lot for her children. And you know, she shared with me, she's always had a passion for designing her own handbags. And she said, but someday we'll do this, someday. So what are you waiting for?
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
Right. Now, it doesn't mean that she drops everything and spends 40, 60 hours a week in making handbags, but maybe it's just making one bag, because what you do when you start to make a bag is you're researching materials and you're finding what works and you're perfecting your technique and you're coming up with your craft. And there's so many things. Beginning anything If you begin it, there's so many little pieces that you need to learn on your journey anyway to then get to mastering the skill. So why put off till your kids are gone, you know, and you've got four kids. So if you're waiting for your kids to be completely gone, you know, and out of the house and doing things.
Sometimes they come back.
It's not going to happen. So you can begin by doing the little things, begin to research it, take a little class, do something for yourself, even if it's a small thing and you spend 20 minutes on the computer researching whatever it is that you're interested in. It helps to keep your, that inner fire going.
You know, I saw this on Facebook, and actually I think you saw it too, but it said, when I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left. You know, that, I mean, that I've used up all my gifts, all my goals, right, all my things. And I put, I hope that we can all feel this way, and that you use all your gifts that you have,
yeah,
and you use them up. Use everything. Don't save it.
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard this said. This is not unique to me, but if you want to see, if you go to the place that has the least, what is it? I'm paraphrasing horribly here, but the where potential was most wasted, go to a cemetery and just imagine all those people who waited, all those people who said, I can't do it, or I'm supposed to sacrifice, or I'm not supposed to, I'm supposed to give to everybody else, or I can't possibly do it. All the people who've should all over themselves, or I can't, and all of that. The most wasted potential, and just
you're
think of all those who've passed.
So right. Wow. That's so powerful. Well, I am so excited that, you know, I hope that what we're talking about has touched you out there, and that you go, huh, you know what? I don't need to wait. I can go to the movies tonight, not for wait till the weekend. I can go to a museum. I can go take a walk. It's, you know, as long as the sun is shining, and even if it's not, you use an umbrella, right?
Right.
Make every single day count.
Even if it's just 5 minutes, start with 5 minutes, build to 10 minutes. Give yourself a little bit of time to daydream about what you want to do. Take a little bit of time for yourself.
Yeah. Last night I was driving with my son down to the airport, and my other son was in there, and he was playing. He had all these songs, and he's like, Mom, do you like this song? It was bringing me back into my all, you know, music just does that to you. And I was reminiscing through my life, and I thought, oh my God, why do I not have all my favorite music in front of me? And so that's another way. I mean, there's just so many things. Go out and buy an outfit that you feel really great in. Get your hair done so that you feel really great. In fact, I'm going to right now, I'm going to open up my lines. I'm going to give away a haircut right now.
Very nice.
Yes, for somebody to do a makeover and just to really have you feel incredible. So I'm going to take the third caller at 805-639-0008. All right, I look forward to talking with you. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free 1 hour, no obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Vigano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Okay, so lots of people need makeovers right now. I love it. I'm so excited that we got so many calls. And we have Lucy, who is our winner. Lucy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. All right. And where are you calling from?
From Camarillo.
Oh, great. And are you a first-time listener?
No, I always listen to the coach, and whenever I can, I listen to you, too.
Oh, great. Well, I look forward to meeting you. So what kind of are you looking for a whole new change, or are you looking for?
Yes.
That is so exciting.
Very exciting. Yes.
Oh, that's great. And do you have long hair or short hair?
Short.
Okay. So we got lots to play with, huh? So are you looking for, like, color or just haircut?
Not really color.
Okay.
I haven't colored my hair.
Okay, good.
I have gray hair, but I'd like to have something else done with it.
Oh, good. Well, I can't wait to give you a lift.
Great.
All right. Well, I look forward to meeting you.
Thank you.
And share my show with everybody.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, great. All right. I look forward to it. All right. Well, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I am your host. I'm here with Prudence, Mindset Reset. We got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And we have Novella and Willow, and they are the author of Essential Urban Farmer, Farm City. And are you there?
We are. How
are you guys doing?
Great.
Very good. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do. Hello?
Oh. Hi there. Willow here. thanks so much, Kim, for having us on. I'm excited to talk to folks in L.A. We're in the Bay Area right now.
Oh, okay.
And so I have been farming and gardening my whole life. I grew up an hour north of San Francisco. And I just got really inspired because of learning the skills of market farming, producing food. I got really inspired when I moved to the city and saw that a lot of folks didn't have access to fresh vegetables. There are some neighborhoods without any grocery stores, and people just can't make it. They buy canned foods and fast foods. So I started a project called City Slicker Farms back in 2000, and we are a nonprofit that provides food for low-income folks and helps people start their own backyard gardens. And currently I'm living in Berkeley and running a little tiny vegetable subscription program where people get a weekly box of produce I'm all about the
you know what, that is
intensive growing.
Yeah, that's getting more popular out here too, and I think it's so. I think it's great because we're not wasting our produce out there. We're not wasting it, and also we're sharing it. So even like where I live, a lot of people will have lemon trees or avocado trees, and they'll put boxes out by them, and then you know you go and pick a couple, and you bring your apples, you know. And so I think it's I really like that idea.
Yeah, it's great to share. And Novella, you want to talk about what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. Well, so I have a little farm in near downtown Oakland. It's called Ghost Town Farm, and I raise a lot of livestock. So I have Nigerian dwarf goats and Muscovy ducks and chickens and bees, and I keep honeybees. And so, you know, we're really, Willow and I would get lots of questions because, you know, we're just urban farmers in the area. So we get lots of emails from people, you know, wanting to know how to raise bees or, you know, grow lettuce. And so we thought, you know, we should write a book because there's so much, you know, interest in this topic. And so we wrote this huge book, The Essential Urban Farmer. And we're really proud to have all that knowledge about urban farming because, you know, it is different than rural farming. So we're covering all those topics.
So then what are some of the differences? What tips can you start to give us?
Well, the first one is that land access is more difficult. You know, like, first of all, you have to, you know, make sure you have a place to grow the food.
So do you do a lot of pots?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, for people that live in apartments or just have a deck, we have a whole section about container gardening, and we have plans for, you know, patio planting. Even if you don't have very much space, you can keep honeybees because they actually go out and forage up to 5 miles, so you don't have to have plants for them. So, yeah, it's really for anyone. And then, you know, we also have a thing about if you want to start, you know, a larger operation, how to get permission from a person that maybe has an empty lot or a bigger space that's just waiting to be cultivated.
You know, I a little tip on the bees. I'm sure you ladies know this, but I don't know how many listeners know this. I've always been told that with bees, or you want to have honey that's created from bees that are in your local area, because then they carry the pollens and plant from the plants and such that you're surrounded by.
Yes,
and that you have more benefit from having local honey than from getting honey shipped in from wherever.
Yeah, many people say that the local honey will help allergies for sure. If you have a pollen allergy, it's sort of like getting that small amount of the thing that you're allergic to in this amazing thing, which is the honey. And, you know, most people that are urban beekeepers, they don't heat up their honey. It's all raw. And so it has extremely good, you know, life-giving properties to it. And it tastes amazing.
Yeah. Oh, so, nothing like fresh honey.
So for our listeners out there right now, and if they either, you know, maybe don't have a lot of land or they do have a lot of land, what is in stock right now? What should we be planting? I think that's a big confusion of people, you know. But I always, for me, because I have, you know, I started my garden. I love it. I mean, that is like one of my, it's like grounding me. But it's usually what's in stock, right?
Right, yeah. You know, the exciting thing is that there are a lot of people in your area who know a lot about farming, just, you know, different populations of people. But there are also people who really don't know where to start at all. And that's kind of where we were coming from with the book. It's really a how-to book. It's very practical. And there's a lot of gardening books out there that are great, but are more like, oh, we should garden. Here's, you know, a good thing to do. But in an urban context, they don't always tell you where to start. So you're absolutely right about that. You have to find out what grows in what seasons where you live. And it could even be, you could even be in a microclimate, you know. So you could be in an area where it's generally very warm all the time, like in Southern California. But if you're at higher altitude or something, you know, your nights could be very cold or something like that. So the book really breaks down for people how to understand what crops need what kind of weather, and so that helps you time when to plant them. In Southern California, though, you guys are so lucky.
We are lucky, I have to tell you, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can grow year-round, really. And what were you saying earlier in the show about your cauliflower? Your cauliflower is fine.
Oh,
I like cold weather.
Oh, it does like cold weather. Okay, see?
Yep,
and I have beets. And now you can't grow any more tomatoes. Tomatoes are done, right?
Well, the thing is, plants have their own biological cycle. So even if the weather is warm enough, sometimes they produce when there's a certain amount of daylight. So tomatoes are, and some of the what we call hot season crops, are not going to grow so well right now. I love to focus on things that we can grow year-round that we love to eat. So herbs, salad greens, cooking greens, root vegetables like carrots, beets, potatoes also in you know, Southern California, onions, some spring onions, green onions, ones that don't take as long to bulb up, like the big yellow ones.
And now here's another thing. Do you use seeds or do you use plants?
Yeah, we recommend people start with seeds. And actually, you know, right now is the time to start planting your tomatoes. You know, with gardening, you have to really plan ahead. So, you know, you're going to have tomatoes in the summer. But because of we really encourage people to try to save money. I mean, our purpose of growing food is to save money, right? It tastes good, and then also you're saving a buck. And so we do recommend that you buy seeds. You know, a seed packet costs, you know, $2, $3. And, you know, it's enough to grow 100 plants or something. So definitely start from seed. You're going to do plant starts if you kind of got behind, you know. You forgot to plant your tomatoes in February in the case of living in L.A. And so then you'll get your starts and you'll plant them in, you know, April or May. But if you can start planting them now, then you're definitely going to save some money.
Wow, I think that's really great. I think everybody should. It's so incredible to eat healthy, you know, plants that you've grown. So
anyway. See, I need low maintenance stuff because I don't have a lot of time.
Right, exactly. Well, thank you so much. And what is the name of your book again?
It's The Essential Urban Farmer.
Okay, and where do we find it?
You can find it in bookstores and also at Amazon and Powell's and all those online.
Oh, great. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And maybe we can hear back from you periodically of what we need to be planting.
That would be super.
Okay, great. Well, I enjoyed it. And thank you so much for being on Kim Pagano's show.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Bye. You got it. Prudence, we're done.
I can't
even
believe it.
I'm telling you, it just flies. And we got a really nice compliment just now from oh, my God.
Cynthia.
I'm like, tongue-tied there. Thank you so much. I love when my listeners let me know that we're doing a good job. So I hope that everybody listens again, or at least they share my show with somebody else from 1 to 2. Prudence, thank you. Matt, thank you. Congratulations to our winner. I can't wait to meet her, Lucy. And, of course, I end all of our shows with a mommy moment. And today's is I am thankful for my shadow because it means I am out of in the sunshine.
Ooh.
And you know, it's cold, but it's just go and enjoy. Do whatever it takes to get out there and make this your best day. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, 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 hey. Your lipstick stays.